I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're taking a break from grilling meat and veggies and doing something a little different. We're making the Sealbach cocktail, just in time for your New Year's celebration.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 37 of Cooking with Fire. Today's recipe is a lot of fun, and we even found a way to get a grilled element into the drink.
We don't often make cocktails around here. Most of the time, we're simply pouring bourbon into a glass after a long day and don't want to take the time to mix up a drink, but cocktails are always a welcome change and are the perfect way to set the mood at a party.
The Sealbach cocktail has a really interesting history, one that gets even more interesting as you look into it. So let's chat a bit about this cocktail, a not-so-lost classic. The story goes that Sealbach Hotel bartender Adam Seeger was searching through old menus and stumbled upon a classic cocktail that was accidentally invented by a bartender at the hotel in the years before the Prohibition. A newly married couple from New Orleans was staying at the historic hotel, now known as the Sealbach Hilton, when the young lady ordered a champagne and her husband ordered a Manhattan. The clumsy bartender accidentally spilled champagne into the Manhattan and had to start the process all over again.
The bartender then had an idea before he dumped the improperly made Manhattan and developed a recipe for what would become the bar's signature drink. Adam Seeger was so impressed with the cocktail that he not only put it back on the menu at the Sealbach, but began telling the world about how he stumbled upon the recipe for a nearly lost classic. Such a cocktail would surely have been sipped by the likes of F. Scott Fitzgerald, who frequented the hotel. Or would it?
It turns out that the entire story of the lost cocktail was a lie, a gimmick to promote both himself and the bar at the Sealbach, and boy, did it work. The cocktail was the talk of the bar world in the mid-1990s and even made its way into Gaz Reagan's 1997 book, New Classic Cocktails. Seeger himself finally came out with the truth in 2016, but in my mind, the origin story of the Sealbach is even more interesting now. Sure, the story of a lost classic that would have been sipped by famous authors and other high society folks in the pre-Prohibition South is a great one, but what about the story of the unknown bartender who fooled the world into thinking his cocktail was a nearly lost classic worth talking about? Now let's cut out to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started on our version of the Sealbach cocktail. But first, a quick shout out to Scott Hill of FlightClubICT.com for rushing some bitters over to our shop when we realized we didn't have everything we needed for the recipe.
All right, we're starting this recipe off with 1 ounce of bourbon. In this case, we are using a Kentucky bourbon since we're talking about a Louisville institution. This is Knob Creek's 100 proof. You want something with some heft to it. I wouldn't go with an 80 proof. It'll kind of fall out and you won't really get to enjoy it. So 1 ounce of a good strong bourbon, 1/2 ounce of Cointreau for a little sweetness, and then the bitters. We're going to start with 7 dashes of Angostura bitters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And 7 dashes, and then 7 dashes of Peychaud's bitters. And we're doing all of that over ice. We'll give this a good stir. From here, what you want to do is strain this out into a champagne flute. Next, we want to top off the liquor with some champagne. We're just gonna finish this off with a twist of lemon. And of course, our twist on this recipe, I mean, after all, this is Cooking with Fire, is that we are actually gonna put a little char on our lemon twist. So I'm gonna cut off a nice long strip of our lemon zest. And then what I'm gonna do with this is wrap it tightly around a skewer and put it over direct flame just to get a little bit of char. That's going to add some caramelization as well as a little depth of flavor. You can actually toothpick the lemon peel in place, leaving most of the toothpick unexposed to the fire by tucking it underneath the lemon. And this way, it holds its shape while charring the surfaces evenly. Now we've got just that touch of char on our lemon twist. I'm gonna drop this into the cocktail. And of course, it fizzes up nicely. Let's have a drink. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, it's not super sweet, which is great. I don't like cocktails that are especially sweet. But definitely the Cointreau adds a little something in the sweetness. The other thing that's really cool about this, and as subtle as the charred flavor is, you can't stick this up to your face without getting just a touch of smoke, which is really the finishing touch on this cocktail.
Well, that does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this drink and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get this week's recipe.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom smokes up some pork belly burnt ends.